somebody that had, like, you know, bored a hole in the wall and...
Ooh, now it's all like terror movie. I mean, like, they're filming you while you are getting it on in the bathroom.
You know, I would get in there and I would dance like the guy did on, what is that movie? The
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, you'd be your human skin dress.
Yeah, I would stuff my shit between my legs and back up.
This conversation has gone ugly from the get-go. Or as Big Fatty says, it's a train wreck.
Ruined.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I would stuff my shit between my legs and back up.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1292. The BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of January, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing, Big Fatty. Here comes the train. Hello, cargoes. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. I got nothing today. I really have got nothing. Y'all, at the beginning of today's, and y'all, by the way, you're cargoes, because you are cargo on the train wreck known as the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. Well, I don't remember what I was going to say. Big Freddy, it's already started. There it goes. What a set, first set of wheels off the track. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the gay country boy, Big Freddy, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. George in Atlanta, y'all, they were talking about a train wreck. Talking about a train wreck, and y'all, who better to talk about a train wreck than the gay country boy? And that is, again, not spelled C-U-N-T. And Georgia and Atlanta, because y'all, if anyone knows about train wrecks, it's them. Big Freddy, you're going to get in trouble. Let me see. What do I have to report? I told you about the gentleman caller yesterday. Have had nothing. Nobody on the grand doctor today. Go. You know, by the way, if you're ever on the Grand Doctor and you're in the Atlanta area and you see the gay country boy on there, just say woof. Just say woof. Yes, Big Freddy, woof, woof. Because, y'all, he loves that. Just say woof. We'll do it. Anyway, y'all, not a whole lot going on in the coal mine on Tuesday. Larry Klein and I have decided that we are going to go and have barbecue on the 20th. Y'all, the barbecue restaurant, they do not take reservations for parties of less than eight. So, y'all, when we walk in and they say, do you have a reservation? I'll say, I do now. Big Freddy, that's the oldest joke in the book. You can say that again. Big Freddy, that's old. Big Freddy, you've got the voices. Big Freddy, you fucked it up. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, yesterday I said that I wasn't sure if the 8th of January was Yoshi. You know, that's the Japanese geisha. I didn't know if the 8th was his celebration of exiting the birth canal or not, but y'all, it wasn't. It's actually today, the 9th. But he will have heard the little show from the 8th on the 9th. So, you know, it's close enough, and I've got it right on the calendar now. And I've alerted the assistant that it's on the 9th, so this can be this will not be a question in the future. Yes, Big Freddy, thank goodness. But y'all, there is another. There is another celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, you all know him. He's well, you know, y'all, you just all know. Y'all, is none other than that Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I know that Miss Bacon and, well, all the KBs. I know that Kim Beaver, who saw old Vader this past September, in the San Franciscos. I know they're both of the KBs are excited that it's old Vader's birthday, and probably the Gravitas. But y'all, if you see old Vader over there at the 20s, send him a little exiting celebration wish, and Big Freddy, maybe somebody will send him some K. Yeah, I guess y'all, we had a couple of more submissions over at the spot in Big Fatty. Y'all, that distracted Jack, you know, he found the picture of Big Fatty popping cherries. Big Fatty, it's vulgar then, it's vulgar now. Y'all, that toppy smelly. It says, just when you thought you were safe from an apocalypse, y'all, this is what the Mayans predicted will really happen to the Earth one day in the not-too-distant future. Y'all, and it was a meteorite of Big Fatty's head crashing into the earth, going meh, meh. And y'all, then someone wrote anonymous ask if I feel like I just ate a whole ham and bacon pizza pie, too late to take a picture. It's in my belly, dear Gussie. It's a Cobb awareness program fail, Big Freddy. And y'all, then Toppy Smelly also sent in a picture of well, what is that, y'all? Oh, there's Big Freddy in a kilt. Y'all, I'm out of time. We'll have to come back tomorrow. Yes, Big Freddy, we'll. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, there are some listeners who are sneaky. They're just sneaky. Yes, Big Freddy, we know who they am. But y'all, I've got to say that I am most appreciative to the sneakiest of the sneaks, Big Freddy. Because the sneakiest of the sneaks, y'all, sent Big Freddy a Twitter message. Big Freddy, the beginning of your new little show is all fucked up. Y'all, I don't know what I did yesterday, but I was trying to copy and paste in the banjo band, and y'all, I hit paste, but nothing appeared. And y'all, what it did is it pasted it back at the beginning of the I little show, and it happened to me twice. And y'all, I, you know, once you add all these different tracks in, I don't ever go back and listen to it before I post it or anything. Big Freddy, we can tell it's just a fucking train wreck. Big Freddy, my language is vulgar. But anyway, the sneakiest of the sneaks sent me a message. Big Freddy, you need to, Big Freddy, it's ruined more than normal. And y'all, I'm most appreciative to the sneakiest of the sneaks. Because y'all, I got it fixed and re-uploaded it. Big Freddy, please, it sounds vulgar. So when you all got the little show on Tuesday, it was all perfect. It was nothing, well, except for that replay of the sassy call. Big Freddy, that was me talking into the special talking machine. But you know, so sometimes it's best just to let poodle fuck it. Big Freddy, don't talk about me fucking it up. But anyway, y'all. Since I got nothing, maybe we should just do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I would have never guessed that back during census month that I'd still be reading the damn census in January. But y'all, I'm going to try to get them done before we start the number one fan contest for 2013. Y'all, our first one today, y'all, and I'm opening envelopes today. This one is from Aussie Martinez. You know, we met him out at the Pride 48 this year. And it says, Aussie Martinez, originally from the Tejas. He lives elsewhere in the USA. Madison, Wisconsin, y'all, for 7 years. I wonder if he's a cheesehead. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he describes himself as a listener. He's been listening since June of 2012. Big Fatty, he barely started listening in time to do the census. He knows how to unsubscribe from other little shows. He exited the birth canal on the 16th of October, 1978. How much bacon do you eat each month? About half a pound. Favorite BFO episode? Every episode on a variety. Favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm telling you, Axe Big Fatty is hands down of the big favorite, and y'all need to send some things in to Axe Big Fatty. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? More pictures of Big Fatty. He's sexy. Big Fatty, he's all Aussie, must be drunk. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but I will soon. Well, get on it. Get on it, Aussie. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No, mercifully. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Yes, 3.5 times. I've got big fist. And y'all, he says he was the puppeteer. Yes, Big Fatty. Describe the last time you shat your pants. I had been pulled over for driving 55 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. I was by a gas station, and I needed an excuse for driving so goddamn fast. The female cop let me use the restroom at the gas station, but still wrote me the ticket, but only for driving 10 miles an hour over. The judge reduced the points to the minimum in Wisconsin. That's lovely. Y'all, it just goes to show you that sometimes shat in your pants does pay off. Yes, Big Fatty. Too bad it didn't pay off for you. And then he says, I heart Big Fatty. So cute and such a sexy voice. Big Fatty, he is definitely drunk. Hopefully I can watch or participate in a puppet show starring Big Fatty. Stay fat, Aussie Martinez. Well, Aussie, thank you so much. That's just lovely. And that may be one of the sweetest stories I've heard about shat in your pants. Big Fatty, please. We don't need to hear stories about shat in your pants. So, y'all, our next one is from the Inseparable Twins. Out there in the Denver, although y'all on the outside, it says you can count on me times three. Now, y'all, I believe there are three sensei in here. Let's just look at them here. The first one in here is from, of course, David out there in Denver. He lives elsewhere in the USA. MST, that natters. I think that's Mountain Standard Time. Big Fatty, they don't have enough oxygen out there. He's a listener. Been listening to the BFO for 4 years. Do you know how to unsubscribe? No. When did you exit the birth canal? January 18th, 1965. How much bacon do you eat each month? At least 30 pounds a month. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, he eats almost as much as you. Yo, that's a pound a day. Big Fatty. What is your favorite episode? The day you opened the package with the quilt in it, the hammer saw. Y'all, I'll never forget that day. It was an absolute unforgettable day. Big Fatty. Okay. What is your favorite segment? Crema. What? Reindeer. And, of course, opening the cards. Y'all, yeah, I guess he must like Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer, I guess. And the Sea Hag, although I... What? I... although she won't open up her cards on the app. Well, you know, there's only one person that does that. Other than bodily noises, what would you wish you could change on the BFO? None. Bodily noises still give me the giggles. Louder, longer. What? Louder, longer, something are the best. Please never give it up. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes. Visited the surface of the sun? Not yet. Participated in a puppet show? I've watched it in a video. Oh, y'all, that is the last of the beef roast Big Fatty made. Describe the last time you shot your pants. Well, at Brian's sometimes when you think it's a fart and a little sneaks out, then your facial, I thought it said fecal expression. Benny, we don't need to hear about fecal expression. Facial expression is the deer in the headlights look. You will then need to wipe and change the underpants. Don't want to be known as Sir Poopy Pants. No, Big Freddy, no Sir Poopy Pants. Well, David, thank you so much. And y'all, I bet one of these others is from Brian. And let's just see here. That's another one, y'all. That's from Timmy Cole. Oh, there I see. And y'all, Brian sent his, and he lives elsewhere. Brian in Denver, elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. He's been listening forever, started on the Little Fatty Cast. Well, Brian, you know who old Veda is then. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Only from other little shows. When did you exit the birth canal? On the 12th of January 1964. How much bacon do you eat each month? As much as I can. Usually on weekends. Love the Mark Forest bacon. What's your favorite episode? The Hammersall episode. What's your favorite segment? Listener e-letters and voice letters and interviews with other podcasters. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? Nothing. Love it all. Have you called the voice letter number? Yes. Have you visited the surface of the sun? No, but I want to. Have you participated in a puppet show? Yes, I am a puppeteer. Dear Gussie. And y'all, then he has written an epistle here, y'all, about the last time he shat his pants. Y'all, I mean, it's a page and a half about him, the last time he shat his pants. So y'all, I think we're going to have to save that, Brian. We're going to save that, and we're going to save, oh, dear, I can see Timmy Cole. Oh, dear, I can see, y'all, I want to finish out today with a little joke that Paul sent to me. And y'all, it's called, Hi There, Handsome. And it says, if sex with four people is called a foursome, and sex with three people is called a threesome, and sex with two people is called a twosome, now I understand why they call you handsome. Beer, that's vulgar. So, I thought that one was pretty good. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. And I'll just close out today by asking the gay country boy, and it's still not spelled C-U-N-T. Wes, what would you do if you saw Big Fatty standing naked and excited in front of you?
I would stuff my shit between my legs and back up.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Happy hump day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! We'll be right back.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.